You're listening to a DM podcast.
This is the Healthy Hustlers podcast, and I'm your host, Madeline. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another mini episode of Manifestation Moments. This has been so fun creating this series because I really believe in the power of having these rituals and practices for your manifestation. I feel like sometimes we overthink and overcomplicate manifestation. And at the end of the day, we are always manifesting. We're always manifesting. So these little rituals and practices, I feel, help us stay in a high vibrational frequency. And they also are great little rituals to, I guess, pick up and inject at any time throughout the year when you're maybe feeling a little bit lull or you're in a bit of a funk or just feeling a bit stuck. I always feel like going back and revisiting some of these exercises is such a powerful little practice to be able to shift you out of that feeling of a bit of funk or a bit of lull. But I'm sure none of us are feeling that at the moment because we are right at the start of a fresh year, fresh energy. There is nothing better than the start of a fresh new year. And so today I'm chatting all about the power of having a manifestation playlist and the power of music. This is not something that is new to any of you. It's something that I speak about on the podcast a lot, but it is a really powerful moment and an exercise that you can put a lot of energy and time into at this time of year. I like to set a new playlist. So I personally do this on Spotify and I create a playlist. Mine is called Manifestation Vibrations. And personally, I've just added to the playlist over the years, but I started doing this, I think back in 2020. And it was actually after a conversation on the podcast with my friend Rochelle Fox, and she spoke about the power of having a manifestation song. And I really love that concept. And if you're new to that concept, it is picking a song that you listen to when you want to amplify or think about your manifestations. And I love that concept, but when I went to do it, I just personally could not sit for one song. There were too many good songs that just like got me in such a good feeling vibration and like a high energy that I couldn't settle with one. So I thought, I'm not going to settle with one. I'm going to make a manifestation playlist, and it's what's going to help me throughout the year shift out of any funks. It's also something I'm just going to have on regularly when I'm working and or I'm in the car. It is now a playlist because I've had it for a few years now and I add to it every year. I add new songs at the start of every year. It is a playlist that my kids also love because we listen to it so much. So mine's actually available on Spotify if you want to jump on and like use that as your base or just use that in general. It's literally just called Manifestation Vibrations. I think it might be under Madeline Lee as the subscriber or the owner of the playlist, but you're welcome to use that. Basically, I just really want to start with, I guess, discussing why this concept is so important. And it is because music is a vibrational frequency. Like anything in life, everything is energy and everything has a frequency attached to it. And music is one of the most powerful ways to influence and to elevate our energy. It really truly is. It's proven, it's science, guys. It's not just me saying this. The other powerful thing about music is it also has a really emotional impact. And what I mean by that is music has this power to evoke like positive emotions and help you to tap in and revisit old memories or reset intentions. I know like on more of a sadder note, I guess, but like if you ever hear a song that's maybe played at someone that you care about's funeral, I know my cousin had a Ed Sheeran song, Supermarket Flowers, for my nan's service. And whenever I hear that, like it saddens me a little bit, but it's also this beautiful song that I can like relive so many moments with her and revisit like all these special times that we had together. And that's what music does. It really evokes emotions and memories in us, and it allows us to create a positive vibrational frequency if we desire. Now, Now, the aim of the game with creating your manifestation playlist is to really curate a playlist with songs that evoke feelings, I guess, of joy, of gratitude, of empowerment. You know, those songs that just feel so good and upbeat and exciting and fun to listen to. That is the aim of the game with your manifestation playlist. So I personally love to also choose songs that might represent or resemble something. Like I have a song from our wedding, our dance song, which was actually Avicii Levels. So a very high vibrational, fun song. But you know, that holds such a beautiful core memory for me. It holds such a special time in my life. It holds a high vibrational frequency for me because I'm reliving and revisiting, you know, moments and takeouts from my wedding day, which was such a happy time. So that is the aim with your playlist, is to really be choosing songs that spark and really ignite and evoke those feelings, those happy, good feeling, because at the end of the day, you want to listen to this playlist and feel really, really good. So the other thing that you can do if it resonates with you is choose songs that, I guess, ignite or almost align with your goals and desires and aspirations that you're holding. So one of those songs for me personally, which I've always loved, is Fly Away by Tones and I. It evokes such a beautiful and special moment for me, a real core memory. And that was at one of my Gold Coast events back in 2022. I got all of the audience, all the guests that attended the event to stand up, and we had a dance party to Fly Away. And it was a moment that I had personally visualized for years and years. And so that song represents and holds such a special moment for me. And so the energy that pours out of the speakers when I hear that and like goes into my soul is such a good feeling. So really choosing songs that might align or have a direct connection with your goals or aspirations or things that you're calling in, it really helps to take you and transport you to a moment that maybe you want to achieve or a moment you've already achieved and want to do more of, really. So when I'm creating this playlist, I really like to, again, like most of my manifestation practices, is sit in a really special place, somewhere that I guess creates a really good feeling, high vibrational, feel good energy. You want to sit somewhere where that's really nice. And so I personally go through all different songs that I might think of, or I'll just search different playlists and I'll find songs and I'll listen to the whole song and I'll basically have a dance party while I'm sitting on the beach over the lookout, like just dancing to the song. I'll visualize different things. And if that song feels really good, if I'm like singing along and you know, waving my hands and feeling really good, I'll add that to my manifestation vibrations playlist. So it's not necessarily about just searching a song and then adding it to a playlist. Like really listen to the song, like get into it, like dance to it, you know, wherever that might be. It might be dancing around your living room. It might be sitting at the beach like me. It might be on a walk. Like really feel the music, really allow yourself to see what energy that actually evokes in you, what, how you feel after that song. And if it feels good, then add it to your playlist. But I don't want you to just go adding any song. Like these are songs that are going to really amplify the way that you feel. They're going to really amplify your energy so that you go into that unstoppable, unshakable, like totally empowered, confident version of you after listening to the playlist. So if I go back to that Tones and I song, The Fly Away, the way that I use that song is I literally sit there dancing to it, visualizing a room full of people dancing. If anyone listening came to my Gold Coast event, they will remember this moment because it was so much fun. Honestly, the whole crowd, everyone that was there got up, was dancing, got so into it. I have the best videos, which I'm going to share to promote this episode. That's just sparked the idea. But like I go back and relive that moment and now I amplify that visualization of like hundreds of people in a room doing that. So that is how you can really tap into using this playlist for manifesting, is to utilize it for visualization. I also love to personally play, you know, one or two songs as I'm going to the beach to say do my journaling and meditation. I will listen to this playlist as I'm driving to the beach, or if I'm in Cape Patterson, I'll ride my bike to the beach, or I'll sometimes walk. I will have that playlist on and then I will always sit on the beach. I will will finish the last song that's like playing through the playlist, and then I go into my next practice, which will either be a meditation or a journaling practice. But it really helps to just set the tone, to get my energy fully aligned to what it is that I'm manifesting. It's just such a simple, free, amazing, beautiful practice that will honestly help you so much this year. Like, I cannot emphasize how much, if you only do one thing, then this is such a powerful thing to do. Now, once you've created your playlist and you've got a few songs that really align with your goals, so that when they are played, you start visualizing the goals and the desires that you're going to call in and create this year. And then there's a few of your songs that really evoke and allow you to bask in the feelings of joy and gratitude for past experiences and past moments and past memories. That is when your playlist is complete, okay? And then maybe a few songs as well, obviously, that are just feel good. Like, I love just a few bangers in there that just like get me going and make me want to move. So your playlist might have, let's say, 5, 6, 7 songs minimum. It can have as many as you actually want, but you know, having a few songs at least that tick off each of those boxes, the goals and aspiration box, the evoking the old and, you know, core memories, those core moments, those experiences, and then also just the bangers that get you, you know, in a feel-good mood. That's when your playlist can be complete. And then I want you to give your playlist a name that's going to evoke a really good feeling emotion in you. Like I said, mine's called Manifestation Vibrations. You can totally use that. I'm thinking I'm going to mix it up this year and change the name if Spotify lets me. But it could be called, you know, High Vibe Frequencies or High Vibe Bangers or, you know, Feel Good Music, whatever it is you want it to be called. I want you to name the playlist. And then this is your playlist to use as much as you honestly can. You can use it in the morning when you're getting ready for work to, you know, set the tone and put you in a high vibration for the day ahead. You can listen to it when you're driving, like I do. You can listen to it when you're on the way to, you know, have your little self-care moments, your self-care days. I love listening to mine in the sauna before and after doing a little meditation. I really use mine as much as I possibly can. Like, it is such a powerful little thing that I've created and I've used for the last few years. You can use it for your dance parties in the morning or the afternoon when you just need to shift out of a bit of a funk. This playlist is going to become your best friend and it is going to help you manifest some seriously epic shit this year. And I'm so excited to hear about it. If you end up creating a playlist, please make sure you share the link with me. If you do it on Spotify, you can literally just copy the link. I want you to share it with me on Instagram. I'm at Madeline Carafa. I want to go and listen to your playlist and we can have so much fun sharing each other's. I'll also, if anyone shares theirs with me and they're happy to, I'll share it on my Instagram stories so other people can, you know, get a little vibe of what your vibe is for 2024. I hope you have a lot of fun with this. It's an amazing exercise to do. I always have so much fun. Like I said, sit in a beautiful place that you can really have fun with this. Do it on a super long beach walk so that you can dance along the beach, you know, to all the different songs that you listen to. But most of all, just have fun and allow yourself to really sit in that high vibe energy while you create it. I'll be back again next week with another manifestation moment. But thank you once again for joining me for this episode.